Hello, my name is Anna Marie. I was contacted by a friend of mine to come to East Coast Radio today. I've got no idea why I'm here. I'm hopefully going to find out very soon why.
Anna Marie, welcome to The Big Favor. Now, Warren wrote to me and he said that you've been through a really, really tough 5 years. So that's what I wanted to find out from you today. What has happened?
At first, my mother passed away. That was a huge shock to me. I still can't get over her death. And then a couple of months later, my father-in-law died in his sleep, the same way that my mother did. And then 5 days later, my sister-in-law died in a car accident. And then the previous year, we lost a lot of family on my husband's side. And I lost one of my best friends to colon cancer. Then I also got a friend that is fighting at the moment brain cancer. And I've got another one fighting colon cancer as well. She's terminal. And then in between, I lost other family members as well. Last year, I lost my brother. A bee stung him. And 2 days later, they found his body already decomposed. So it's all those memories that's hurtful. I had my mother-in-law died in my arms in June, also from cancer. 10 days after her chemo, I was busy cleaning her in hospital and she passed away in my arms.
Now, I know this is a really tough thing to discuss, but I know you've also been admitted to hospital recently because it's all just become too much for you.
Yes, I've been admitted at St. Joseph Hospital 2 weeks ago. I tried to commit suicide because things got too much for me. I didn't know which way to go. And the staff at St. Joseph is absolutely amazing. The doctors are amazing there. The patients are very supportive. So I had a good support system in the last 2.5 weeks that I've been there. I've learned a lot about myself. I'm getting better day by day.
Now, your sister has also been diagnosed with cancer. She's in the studio with us today.
Yes, my sister was diagnosed 2.5 years with skin cancer, melanoma. There was times that the doctor was scared that we're going to lose her because it was in her lungs and everywhere. And for some reason, I just wouldn't give up. I kept on fighting for her and I gave her reason to live. And I used to take her out if she was too down and whatever. And the doctor was so surprised when they took a scan the one day that the cancer was out of the lungs because they said they thought they're going to lose her. And yeah, here she's sitting next to me.
Now, I know a lot of people have also pushed you away. And is that because you feel like you've cared too much for them?
I think people feel sometimes that I'm very pushy. I care too much and things like that. So they tend to delete me. I don't know if it's maybe their way of trying to say goodbye to me or whatever because they don't want to face me because my friend's got terminal cancer. And I don't think she's up to seeing people and things like that. So I think that's why she pushed me away. But luckily, I had friends like Warren and Dylan Craig and people like that that supported me. And my sister, of course, she and her husband is wonderful. When I needed them, they were there for me. They supported me because I always support everybody else.